A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington, and this is Kip Stube on Live Talk.
And I'm Marvelous Mflanga Nyahuye, this Monday, January the 24th, 2022, broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C., due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about COVID-19 and the launching of a new party in Zimbabwe.
Talking about COVID-19, Gibbs, the Minister of Health has got the latest numbers coming up, and it seems that this new Omicron variant might be slowing down. As of yesterday, the ministry reports that there are 75 new cases and 2 deaths. And currently, vaccinated people stand at 4.2 million in the country.
Yes, marvelous. According to the Minister of Health, there are 3.2 million people who have received their second dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. And in Zimbabwe, since March last year, 228,254 people have actually contracted COVID-19, and there are 213,299 people that have recovered. And at the same time, COVID-19 has killed about 5,290 people in the country. And as far as the minister is concerned, there's a recovery rate of 93% in the country. So then we turn to politics. You know, marvelous. There's a big political move by Nelson Chamisa, who has formed what is called the Citizens Coalition for Change. So this is a new political party, and he says they went to ZEC to register the party, and initially there were difficulties, because this was, ZEC was saying Chamisa leads MTC Alliance. So but at the end of the day, he said hopefully everything will be registered and things will go in a good way. And he says this is a public movement.
Yes, sir, Gibbs, we saw big news coming out of Harare today. A lot of political analysts have been weighing in and trying to see whether this is a good move for the Chamisa-led Citizen Coalition for Change, CCC. So it will be interesting to see as we go along what exactly their mandate is, what their new color is, and stuff like that.
Yeah, so they say their color is yellow. Color yellow, they love it. It looks attractive, and he said it emphatically that yellow means new dawn, new change, new everything. And this party it is by and for the people. So he's very happy about what is going on. So now I'm happy that we are joined by one guest already who is here to talk about that issue. Marvelous, let me see whether I can bring him right now so that we can discuss and talk really about what is going on. Can you introduce the guest?
Yes, we've got Mr. Tawanda Jokora, who is the chairman for North America here in America. So welcome to you, Mr. Jokora.
Marvelous. Thank you so much for having me here. Magadi Murie Zimbabwe.
We see today, it seems like the dawn of a new era. Tell us a little bit about how you arrived at this name as former MDC Alliance.
Yes, it's a new day, new dawn, new era, and it's a response to the people. The people spoke, the citizens spoke, the citizens were urging the MDC leadership to change its name, and the MDC leadership has shown that it is indeed a listening leadership. President Nelson Chamisa has shown that he is the president who listens to the people, and hence, we now have a citizen-driven political dispensation, a new political dispensation, which is called Citizens Coalition for Change, CCC, CCC. I think it's something that the people will align with very easily. We're talking about the Citizens Convergence for Change lately. So now we have the Citizens Coalition for Change, and we welcome it.
Yes, thank you so much, Mr. Sogora. Hold on there. Let's hear what Chamisa said when he was presenting, this party to the public today in Harare. And this video, courtesy of the Citizens Coalition for Change.
Take it. We have a new color in town. Gold. Yellow. Hello, yellow. We said, you want Chisa, Mama Chisa? Fine. Chisa, longer. We are focusing on the new. and we're going to introduce the new. We've said we are number one in the country.
Oh, yeah.
We are number one in the country. That's why we have been fought, because champions are fought by mediocrity. Yeah. We are number one.
Yes.
This one. We are number one. I saw some people saying, ah, no, it's not a symbol. This is just how we greet each other. We are number one. You can't stop us.
Number one.
You can't stop us.
Number one.
You can't stop us.
Number one.
You can't stop us.
Number one.
So, thank you. That is the direction. Of course, we'll unveil all the other things, programs, the necessary colors, and all the other values that we have to share. But it's a big change. It's an omnibus. Everybody. Ibhazi remunhu wese, ichechi yepasi pemuti haizari. Come, let us reason together. Come and join this great movement, a citizen movement. Come and join this elephant in a giant of an organization. No more are we doing chisa what? No, no. We're both. It's part of our history. It's no longer part of the future. In fact, the MDC cannot be the government of this country. In our old self, in its current state or future state, the future is here. Yes. We represent the new government.
Yes.
You are looking at the new government.
Oh, yes.
Thank you, colleagues, members of the press. I'm so humbled by the number of journalists who have come. Thank you, and may God bless you. May God bless Zimbabwe. Thank you, Zimbabwe, for your patience. I appreciate. You have waited. We told you the baby is coming. You wanted to see the baby. So, yes, citizens, coalitions for change. We are having citizens coming together. It's a citizen affair. It's a citizen in the
affair. That's marvelous. There you are. He says, this is a citizen's affair. Sibonela lapho uZulukandaba uNelson Chamisa uyakhuluma kunaba ngokuthi MDC Alliance kayisekho engqondweni yakhe. MDC Alliance singihambe labo Monzora labo Makhube yena sekubonayo-ke ikuthikumela sebesebenzi ku-Citizens for Change. Uthi-ke ibandla leli marvelous libunjwe abantu, uthi-ke ibandla leli kalibunjwanga nguye. So uthi ulalela abantu bekhuluma abantu bangena khonapha-ke bathi-ke hhayi asilungiseni phela sibona ukuthi kuya ngaphi konke lokhu. So sebelungisile, sebemele ukuthi bethove ngoba ukuthi i-Citizens Coalition for Change libandla omayele sebenzele umuntu. Bantu bona ukuthi benza njani umuntu abe chayi kumbe slogan, futhi aso slogan kodwa one symbol. So singazikuhamba njani khonapho, kodwa-ke uba wakhuluma ukuthi izeki kade ngalayifuni ukuthi bale. So kuthiwa izeki kade sithi hayi kuphela wena Chamisa wena ungumuntu we-MDC Alliance, akusho zamani sicela ukubona ama-colors akho, futhi wabanika wathiwa sesicela kubona i-constitution yakho, wabanika sesicela lokhu lalokhu ukuthi bahlale sithathe eside esibili bakhonvinse ukuthi hayi phela leli libandla elitsha. Uyabona khona
mama aiwa apo tikunzwa isu mtungamiri webato litsha vanelson Chamisa vativo aiwa vambosiya matomo ekunge vari kumdc alliance vave vakucitizens coalition for change ccc. Saka apo tiri kunzwa vachitaura ivo kuti zviri kufamba seregaitsteni
ye woti siqhubekele pambili sizwe ke kuti uchamisa ukhuluma isiya pambili sithini ngodabalolo. So it's a local interview like now.
We are the door to the future. We are the way to the future. What CCC? Citizen Convergence, Citizen Coalition for Change. Because we are converging all citizens. This is where we are, and I'm so happy for those who have come. Thank you very much, and I'm happy.
Thank you very much,
Angie.
I'm going to take just a few questions. Just a few questions. As usual, may you kindly just identify yourself, give us your name, your media house, and one quick short question. Yes, sir.
Tafumane from Sly Media. Is it the norm that when you submit a new name, they ask for the election manifesto, or is the first time it has happened to you, or it is what happens to everyone else who goes to register with SEC?
or a constitution, I suppose. It's not backed by the law. It's whims and caprices. But it's also panic. They were expecting us to come with MDC Alliance, to come with MDC so and so, and then we are entangled in numerous and endless legal fights. We are no longer interested in that. We are a new baby.
Thank you.
So it's not the norm. But I think it's being done because they are panicking. But we don't understand why Zek would panic on behalf of our opponent. Because our competitor is not Zek, it's ZANU. Yes, we know they share a Zek, but please let it end there.
Thank you very much. You've heard the president of the Citizens Coalition for Change. They are panicking, yes.
Yes, my name is Blessed Mchama, Newsday and HSTV. I just wanted to know that there are still MPs in Parliament who have been backing your leadership. One of them was just behind you. Now that you have changed your party name, does that not affect his continued stay in Parliament?
Certainly not. That's what we have told you. We have told you that we are putting the citizens back at the center. It is the citizens who voted the MPs who are in Parliament.
There you are, marvelous. So we'll continue, you know, screening some of these shots, you know, in which Chamisa is expressing his kind of feelings about what is going on, you know, in terms of the Citizens for Change. So we know that there's a lot always agala ekonapa. Kuruma kuti baz minsele marvelous kuti bangi nembusweni jalo sebe romgala kuti wasebe zirabantu. So ngaku jalo ge singa zuti kuamba jan kutoke filokono ge zagala.
Aiwa, tukunzwapo vachamisa vachitauraiwa vanga vari kubvunzwa mibvunzo nevatori venhau kuti zvakureva here kuti hamucharwisane neMDC Alliance yatokozani kupe kana kuti yavamonzura. Ivo vakabva vapindura vachiti aiwaka, kana pakaita mupurisa mumwe chete mutsva hazvireve kuti kana paine tsotsi aichaba zvakare. Saka ndo zvavapindura vachiita vakati ivo panga pasina kurwisana kwavo ivo zvinhu zvanga zviri kungoitwa mumadandemutande uyezve kumapepanhau eHerald nekuZBC. Saka vanhu vabva vasekawo ipapo vachiti regai tinzwe zviri kutaurwa navachamisa.
Yes, let's hear some more from Nelson Chamisa, because there's a lot that he said, and you know, under such circumstances, let's give him a platform to express his views on some of these things.
Nobody has the right to tamper with the mandate of the citizen. Mm. If they so choose, so be it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And these MPs are not worried, because they were chosen by the people and not by these pretenders, tricksters, and deceivers. They were chosen by the people. So we are not going back.
Yeah.
These are tough decisions, and we are ready.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Since 2018 elections, we have been talking about the legitimate aspect of Nigeria's poll. Now that you are coming in as a new party, are you abandoning that question of legitimacy as part of the grievances in solving this crisis? I hear you talk about 2023. Are you abandoning that crisis?
Does a thief stop being a thief because there's a new police office?
Yes.
Thank you for time.
I'm sure you're well answered there, News from Africa. I'm just going to ask two more questions. Are there any women journalists amongst us with a question? Okay. If not, gentlemen at the back.
My name is
Bruce
Chawanda, Bruce from ZBC.
Thank you, Bruce. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Thank you.
Good to see you.
After a prolonged fight for the name MDC, can we simply say that you have accepted defeat?
My dear brother, let me tell you, there was never a fight.
Yes.
So you constructed a fight in the Herald at ZBC, you constructed a fight at ZANU-PF headquarters with your Varakashi Twitter handle.
going?
That's why you constructed that file. There's never been a file. But there's been confusion sponsored by the state. And thanks to Tokozani Kupe for telling us what has been happening behind the curtains. That there has been a honky-dory affair between our colleagues, our SY colleagues, and Mr. Mnangagwa. And that, whatever has happened, is sponsored and coordinated. That's why for the first time you see a pet-footed opposition person going to have tea at State House. Not that it's bad. If there's mutual respect, that's how the nation must go forward. No country is governed by one side. In fact, countries and governments are two sides, the leading party and the alternative party. But the problem is that Mr. Mnangagwa has been trying to shoot at straws, creating his own government-organized opposition. We don't have any problem here. People know the alternative. The opposition...
Well, I'm some of the most hilarious
ones. In 2018,
people
who should be the government.
Some of these things they emerge, you know, and that's how he responded.
We know
this. Kuluma nguti, mwaze ke ukuthi isela lisela alifunguyekela nje usela balo ngoba sokubuye ipolisa iphotaphota kwabethu. So utsho njalo ke mabulas.
Hey, Watson, special carry wase misaba funtswa ibo kuthi for slogan yenye kuthi ngami ngomkhomana ngaphinde uchayisiya yoyikhona kuthi nofamba siva kati ayi Watson anikaliso ngithuro mkhomana saka iyo yoyikipende rambolai aso interestingly one of the journalists asking that that slogan you know ngaphinde mkhomana so he said I'm still a young man so we are going ahead with that slogan.
But if you give us just a week, Bruce,
yes, it's having a very interesting. So before we bring in some analysts and others, let's continue the interview and actually fill it up and hear what he said.
There where they belong. If you leave your house, Msarago Adongo, what is fine for Wabawa Ninki, but I no longer stay there. But can I put a yard on Mushak no Zogera Mushaiko? Kunotandangos. But Sadikanganisa. Our new reform home. And when they go on in now, but we have a new start. In any event, it is a shell. Without us, there's nothing there. Look at it. You know, watch the space. I know most of the colleagues were there. I know them, their capacities. I worked with them. And I wish them well.
Are you leaving behind Gabi and Agim Goma?
That one we want, this is the Mkomana, so you can't. The young man is here.
Advocate Chamisa, you say that everything now is new. There are certain statements or allegations that have been made in the past that your party, MDC Alliance, that you've now left, was infiltrated heavily. Now you have started a new thing, a new baby has been born. Is this new baby coming with the hairs that are coming from the past, the infiltration?
Well,
who is going to deputize you, boys? We have just said you're the president. Who are you deputizing?
Well, you'll have the right step at the right time. Yeah. You'll see the leadership structure, you'll see everything. For now, you are seeing the head.
Yeah.
Don't ask for the neck. Mm. There can never be a head without a neck. So there's enough organ structure supporting this head. But we've just shown you the face.
Yes.
Now you're saying, no, we want to see where is your tail. We're a beast. That's what a fight for change in this country. We've shown you our face. And the other organs you see, beast legs and the beast tail, everything. But now you are talking about infiltration. You know, nobody infiltrates an ineffective organization. What it shows is that we are a big game changer in this country.
Yes.
If you look at the money that has been spent on fighting us and destroying us, but guess what? We are still standing. We're with at the storm. You would build a new town or a new city. Just to divert the resources that have been deployed against us. They will continue to try and infiltrate. Any living organism can't live without infiltrating external virus or bacteria. But it is our inbuilt immune system that is going to save us. And that is born from the philosophy we have of the citizens, but also the conviction we have, the purity of the heart and the purity of our minds in terms of fighting for change in this country. We have not wavered. Some people say that you abandoned Tsvangirai's legacy. Far from it. Tsvangirai's whispers are still very fresh in my ears. And that continues to be the inspiration as we go forward. It's not about the institution. It's about this hope for the future that we continue to care. But of course, the past we bury. The future we construct. Yes. I hope I find it.
Thank you. Yes, sir, in the blue, and then we'll come back to the gentleman.
Okay. Next. I think let's have three last ones.
Just three last ones.
We've had a nice afternoon.
Next one. Okay. My name is Delight. We're from ENCA. Mr. Chamisa, thousands of Zimbabweans are flocking to South Africa, searching for jobs and better life. What's your comment and what's your word to them?
Well, this is a very serious issue. I'm extremely concerned. We are extremely concerned. We're in the process. In fact, we've done a lot of further engagements at governmental level, at party level, with the ANC, to try, because it's the governing party in South Africa,
right, marvelous. We are Kurum Chamis. I want to go over the Kakun. So, ngokutsho kwakhe uthi hayi phela usize ngumntwana, so kumele abe lokho umkhomani. Uthi uyambona uthi ngalani kunjalo.
Aiwa apo tiri kunzwa vachamisa vari kuenda mberi vachitaura iko pamusoro pebato ravo itsva vachitsanangura zvakare kuti zvichafamba sei munguva yemangwana, kuti vabvunzwa kuti saka vanenge vachikutevedzera naye ndivanani, vakati aiwa kumbomirai ndichazouya ndichikuudzai zvose izvozvo munguva inotevera. Saka ndo zvanga zviri kuita.
Ye, sizwe ke ilast biti naleyi ke marvelous, singakavisa vantu sizwe kuti qhubekela phambili ezithini ke Chamisa khonapha ke ekudleni.
I'm going to take just one more question, sorry, because of our time. We do need to disperse, so sir, I'll take that one question and then we'll close the proceedings for today.
My name is Ipas Matanda, I'm from Queensland. Considering that resources are always limited, considering that resources are always limited, what strategies are you going to use to ensure that someone in rural Lorena is much aware of the end and all the changes?
The greatest resource in any human existence is being resourceful. And we are very resourceful. Our people are our resilience.
Yes.
The citizens are our resilience. They thought that they had taken everything. Guess what? The citizens are driving this. They are oiling this machinery. You saw, you know, I've not yet received that vehicle because I can't go and ask for something that has been given by citizens. But they bought a vehicle out of their own initiative, not being asked by the organization. That's the competence of our citizens. And they're going to do much more. They even said, we are going to raise some money to make sure that you have money for the countries. I said, look, we are not going to ask for it. But when you give it, thank you. That's what the citizen philosophy is all about. When you go out to people in the, you may think that people in the rural areas don't know what they are doing. The reason why Zanzibar panics like a snake when you go into the rural area is because they know they have no support. Nobody beats up people who support them.
Yes.
Where there's love and affection, there's no violence. Mm-hmm. Violence is evidence of evaporated love. Mm-hmm. So don't worry about people in the rural areas. They know the message. In fact, they are ahead of us. Gapping them command came from ordinary people. It's not even a party slogan, but it's a citizen initiative. They are saying gapping them command. And most people think it's about this young man. No. Gapindem Komane is a symbolism of the people of Zimbabwe saying that this is the opportunity we have for change. When this young man gets in, our issues are resolved. They know our competences. They saw what we did in the inclusive government. We fixed the ICT problem right now. You know that you go everywhere with coverage, though we are still to do so much. We will do it. Give me a chance, Mr. Mnangagwa. 1 week, you will see this country different. You'll be the first beneficiary. Thank you, fellow colleagues. May God bless me a chance, Mr. Mnangagwa. God bless Zimbabwe.
Hey, we are going to put Mnangagwa. We are going to get two. We are going to put Mnangagwa. We are going to put Mnangagwa.
I want to go to Zimbabwe. Sema onero awo ndosa kwa funga kuti aiwa regai vatange batho itsva iri kuitira kuti vakwanise kunge vachizopinda vataura ivo kwa by-elections ari kuita muna machi vari kupinda ndosara vanenge vari kutoshandisa pane avhunza zvakare mutori wenhau akati saka muchaita sei kuti vanhu vari kumamisha nyanya vazive kuti hamuchashandisa zita renyu rekudhara vakati aiwa isu tinoshanda nevanhu saka vanhu ivavo vatinoshanda navo ndo vachafambisa shoko vakataura zvakare kuti pane mari yakawanikwa iyo ichiunganidzwa nevanhuwo zvavo yekuti vatengerwe mota saka vakataura kuti vanhu ivavo vakavavimbisa zvakare kuti vachabatsira kuitira kuti pawanikwe mari ichazoshandiswa panguva ichauya sarudzo vakataura ivo kuti semunhu akapiwawo yatingati iye chipo havagone kuti vavhunze kuti zvaapapi asi vari kufara nemabatiro ari kuita vanhuwo zvavo munyaya dzekuti vabatsire bato ravo idzvaiyi
Mr. Zokora, so here we are today, a new party, a new dawn, new colors, new everything. Where are you going with all this?
Msangano wedu wagara uri msangano wevanhu unogara muvanhu. Saka kwatiri kuenda ndokwakanaka pane kwatiri kubva. Tanzwa president amisa vachitaura kuti taakusiya zvakare, taakutambira zvinyowani zvauya izvi. Saka zvatatora nhasi zvatatanga nhasi mwana azvarwa nhasi uyu achatisvitsa muZimbabwe itsva iri kuuya iko zvino zvino saka toda kutenda vana veZimbabwe vakataura zvivakateerera utungamiri hwemusangano ukateerera we have heard some leaders saying the voice of the people is the voice of our God and the voice of God is the voice of the people but here we have seen the application of that that when the people speak you as the leader you must listen so the leadership of the citizens coalition for change is listening to the people and like president Chamisa was rightly saying the people of Zimbabwe are going to ensure that everyone knows about the new yellow about the new baby that was born today if you see today on social media everything has just turned to yellow you know it's a yellow revolution that has taken over social media if WhatsApp and Facebook don't break down today I don't know if they ever will because it's just the yellow and I've called it the yellow revolution that has started that is going to usher Zimbabweans into a new Zimbabwe come 2023 and I also should add that I think the timing was very strategic. It was very right, especially as we are going towards the forthcoming by-elections. You can see the excitement that has been generated, the momentum that has been generated by the announcement of the name, you know, just 2 months before the by-elections. It's just going to take over the country. I think this was a master stroke by President Chamisa and the leadership.
Yes, we are going to call... Mr. Joseph Chuma of ZANU-PF shortly, in some few seconds, so that you can join the show. So, go ahead, Marvelous.
Tiri ipapo, vamovanoti, asipane nguva here, yekuti mukwanise kuwana nguva yekuti vanhu vazive nezvekala idzva, tichitarisa kuti by-elections ariko muna March, uyezve general election iriko gore rinouya.
Musangano uri muvanhu, zvese zviri kuitika izvi zviri muvanhu. Ndozvichaita kuti zviite nyore kuti shoko rifambe ipapa pandatobva ndakachitoudza vanhu kuti munhu wese tumidzira vanhu makumi mairi nhasi usati warara tumidzira vanhu makumi mairi
kuita
idzva ne zvese zvataurwa naPresident Chamisa nhasi ndozviri kutoitika izvozvi. Soko riri kufamba, vanhu vari kufambisa shoko. Inimi VOA toda kukutendai nekuti ndimunotisvitsira mashoko akanyanyisa akawandisa kuvanhu vari kumaruva. Saka kutotsaura kwamuri kutoita ikoku, shoko riri kutofamba. Ivo vari kumareserva vari kufambisawo shoko pavanonzwa pavoa vanobva vaendesa kune vamwewo zvakare.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I think now we're joined by Mr. Joseph Chuma. He is the former Member of Parliament for Pelandaba Mpoma in Bulawayo. Welcome to the program, Mr. Chuma.
Thank you very much. Good evening, Gibbs. Good evening, everybody on the panel, and good evening, Zimbabwe.
Thank you very much. Now, Mr. Chamisa has actually formed a new political party, the Citizens Coalition for Change. What's your take on that?
Ah, very, very good of him. That is good. At least we have something to look forward to as Zimbabwe. We're now so tired of the MDCs that are countless. MDCN, MDCT, MDC 99 and stuff like that. I'm just praying that we are not going to start seeing another CCC, B, CCC, N, CCQ and stuff like that. I hope this time around they'll organize themselves and become a formidable party, because as a ruling party, yes, we definitely need a homegrown opposition party that will proffer solutions for Zimbabwe and not be used as the puppets or anything else. So it's always a very good move if people come out sincerely and do something that is good. To know the Magorogodo Gawari, let's hope this time around they'll be true to Zimbabwe first than anything else.
Ye vakachuma sicela usifakele ngesindebele ukuthi umnumzana uNelson Chamisa usele bandlelitsha ukubona njani konke lokho.
Well, kuyabongeka Mthembo, into enhle nxa udaha esethe wabondona akusizi bana bebehlale lokhu besilwa nangu bese sibona oMDC lapha besebe bazuka babhazuka yaziwa suka from MDC NQZ wathi esesibonga ukukhulekela nje ukubona asuze siqashe ukubona futhi amadrama ona lawana. So Gazuta on a CCCB, CCCC, CCCP, CCC, whatever. I hope this time around was a sneaker into a lot of shows. You see, Tina Jangaban, the Libu side. You see, I go Kabati Rakul Uguba, my opposition. But since Kanda Fuduana Sukhona, Sifuna, I'm opposition. Our lap will have it as Babu. I am Bisa Utaba to Olu, the one I'm about as Babu. Who was the Kunokano and my checks and balances? Who sees the Rabbit singer? Relax, you see, on our toes, and at the end of the day, we serve. I'm a half. So, now we're going to see the opposition as you see there. We're going to see the one who are busy. Yeah, I'm getting a lot. We see we are so baby, your democracy and gone. Man, the port in a Silibanda, any democratic Silibanda, any Funa, you're going to go into police landily. Imitate your econa when I get to Zimbabwe.
Yeah, marvelous. Can you chip in there?
And that's it. I'm going to watch you, Mamunona, say, Shatana, Shitika Nasi, Putiva Nelson, Chamisa, Ivo, Putiva, Nepatu, Icha. We should give a chance to pin up my by elections, then in general election, but Shamisa is starting more.
Sorry, and then another cut. Kwete maopositions, anoita kuti vana veZimbabwe vashungurudzike. Sezvavaita under MDC, kuti vanokumbira masanctions nezvinhu zvakadaro, zvatoshungurudza munhu wese at the end of the day. Ivavo vanhu vacho ndo vanhu vacho vamunendida kumirira, asi muchiita kuti vashungurudzike. Saka ndovimba kuti this time around, hatizozoona zvatakaona zveMDC, kuti akauya awanda wanda maMDC acho, kwaita maMDC T, maMDC N, maMDC GG, akawanda zvokuti tu. Kumisira kwaita confusion. Saka tingosuvira nekunamata kuti CCC yacho Nazo mangwana yonzo ya CCC. I hope this time around vachatipa chinhu chakakodzera kuitira kuti isusu as ruling party tiwanewo an opposition ine shuviro rekuti vanhu veZimbabwe vararame zvakanaka nekuitita machecks and balances and keeping us on our toes kwete zviya zvazvanga zvichiitika kuNDC yavanga vanayo.
Ye kodwa nxa sikukhangela sibilubona ngazani kule nguquko abazayibisa kumbe kuyabe kumenjani xa sengesilungu kubesuphosela isindebele khonapho ngamafutshane. Yeah, so do you see any change coming in terms of what they are promising? They are saying this is a new dawn, this is a new era, this is the time for citizens. Do you see any change coming?
Well, talk is very cheap, Mr. Dube. They've said it, and we're here. And the good thing is that now technology, there's internet, there's radio like yours, we should mark their ways and be and to walk the talk. Because talking is one thing, but doing is a totally different thing, and doing is what really matters most. So it time shall tell. The journey has begun. Let us go. Let's see how far they see if they have the unity, the cause of Zimbabwe, on how they want it to be run and how its people end and stuff. We are yet and just see. And like I said, I don't want to wish everybody good. So good luck to them and let us watch.
Yes, so be where you are because you are breaking a little bit. So don't move around. So let's go to Mr. Tawanda Sokora. Marvelous.
Manzi wazvataurwa navachuma kuti hanzi hatizoona here mangwana bato ijairi CCC ya CCC A, B, C, D. Vari kuti ivo sevanhu vezanupf vanotoda kuti pave paine competition asi vanga vasiri kunyatsofadzwa nezvanga zviri kuitika panga pane MBC Alliance nekupatsanuka kwanga kuri kuita bato hazvizoenderera mberi here mubato ijairi.
Zvinotoshamisa kuti vachuma vari kutaura vachiita kunge vari kunzwa tsitsi kana kuti vari kuda zvaitika nhasi izvi. Tokutoziva kuti vari kutsva mwoyo, vari kurwadzikana nezviri kuitika izvi. Vanenge vachiita zvavanenge vachiita kuti mapato apaturane, vatadze kuwana vanhu, vatadze kuziva kuti voita sei, vopedzisira ZANU-PF yacho wanei zvakawanda pamavhota. Asi musandavataura nyaya iyoyo, let me just respond quickly to what Mr. Chuma said. The leadership of the party, President Nelson Chamisa, and before him, the founding father, Mr. Tsvangirai, none of them have ever asked for sanctions for Zimbabwe. Mr. Chuma and ZANU-PF know why we have sanctions in Zimbabwe. In fact, ZANU-PF is the biggest sanction that we have in Zimbabwe. And then going forward about the possible split that is speculating about it, it's not going to happen. We know what's going on. We know the mistakes that we have made in the past. But more importantly, we now know our enemy better. We know the cause of the splits. We know the cause of the problems that have been bedeviling the MDC Alliance and the MDC. I think you heard Makupe talking a few days ago, saying, confessing that ZANU-PF has been parceling out money, giving millions of dollars to political leaders so that they destabilize President Nelson Chamisa. They don't want President Nelson Chamisa on the ballot box. And if you go a few years back, you also remember that the Sunday News or the Sunday Times in South Africa had a headline that was saying, screaming that ZANU-PF had allocated $6 million so that that money could be used to destabilize the MDC Alliance and in particular President Nelson Chamisa. And you also know that ZANU-PF has been trying through the Parliament of Zimbabwe to block President Chamisa from being on the ballot box using the age limit, that they don't want anyone who is below the age of 50. I've never heard anything like that, but it almost happened in Zimbabwe if it was not for the people of Zimbabwe that made noise about it. So it is clear here
that are the problems that we have had, that President Chamisa have had and may have, they are coming from ZANU-PF. They are caused by ZANU-PF. But like I said, we now know our enemy better, and we're going to guard our new baby, you know, very jealously, so that it's not destabilized until we get to 2023. And after 2023, it will be game over, because we will definitely take power in Zimbabwe in 2023. And then lastly, we know, like President Amis said, that it's only the strongest party, a party that has the potential to displace ZANU-PF, that is infiltrated by ZANU-PF. We know we are the only game in town, and that's why we are always being hunted by ZANU-PF. But like the president said, we are ready, and you saw him. He is ready. Even the way he was speaking, his body language, it just showed you that this is someone who is convicted. This is someone who is now ready to deliver a new Zimbabwe to the people of Zimbabwe and lead a new Zimbabwe, you know, to, you know, the riches that we are seeing in Zambia, in other countries, so that we have better lives, better livelihood as people of Zimbabwe.
But looking ahead, you know, Mr. Sokora, don't you see any other hurdles, you know, along the way? Like, you know, this issue of infiltration and so forth, you know, people talk about it a lot, and Chamisa actually said it's possible, it can happen, but how can you contain that, you know? Because maybe that's why the MTC had problems in the first place.
Yes, that's why I said we now know our enemy better, we'll prepare better. President Chamisa said that this is the new leadership, new way of doing things, new culture, new strategies, and on new strategies, we'll also find a way of ensuring that we protect the new baby. We protect the Citizens Coalition for Change. And it's only going to be for a year, because 2023 is just around the corner. And we know that in 2023, the citizens are going to speak. The people of Zimbabwe are going to speak. Simbare vanhu, richaonekwa muna 2023.
Thank you very much. Let's bring in Mr. Joseph Chuma. Babu Chuma, is telungene kunapo ke utsho ukuthi wena ubona kusiya pambili ubona ibandla leli elikaChamisa elitsha ligugula yini okuningi njengoba ele ZANU-PF nalo lizama ukuthi libambe esibhukwini phela umbuso kawuphakelwana njengegwayi so lizakwenza njani ukuze ukuthi liqine liqinile sibili ukuthi lingasuswa esikhundleni fuma
ngiyabonga Mthembu yazi ngizwa ngisizwe ukudana kakhulu nxa ubona laba abantu besithi batsha hani bate-behold new kodwa balokhu beley'ngqondo ezindala balokhu befuna ukuhlala becatha ngomunwe behlala befuna ukusifaka thina iZANU-PF phakathi kwezimpi zabo kuze besithi iZANU-PF infiltrated ye loku lalokhu wathini. I mean, let me be honest with you. As long as bengabuya belokhu bele mentality benomqondo nalowo akula nto abazalwenza ngoba khangela phela Mthembu baqala kudala. Kodwa kathesi sebephinda futhi kathesi sebengena kunew party yabo le CCC yabo belo kumele umngqondo nalo okutshengisela vele ngamadlwane kodwa siyadlala la akona lutho okuzahamba kubatshintshibizo kodwa ama characteristics abo abe lokhu efanana belokhu befuna ukubana begcone iZANU-PF asilani labo thina we've got our own issues that is in the sisila abantwana abangamahlo ngandlebe amsure uyababona abanye bebangibona kutwitter lapha kubakhona okhila zivu nabanye abatshiyeneyo abangabantwana bethu esikwazi ngabantwana bethu kodwa bengamahlo ngandlebe bene silabo bona labana esifuna ukubana sidile labo hathi i-MDC MDC asilani layo thina i-CCC yabo leyo asilani layo thina kodwa bengangena phela umngqondo nalo kuthi uthi vele ucishe kufane ma
yes tolufaya ngesilungu khonokho baba Chuma.
Thank you very much. Right, I was saying that I feel so disappointed to hear the other speaker who's coming in into a new party, the one so-called Behold the New, which is CCC, But here is somebody coming there into a new thing with old mentality, a wrong mentality altogether. This mentality of always wanting to lay blame to ZANU-PF for whatever befalls them. I mean, look, it's been on point, and we've said it over and over again, and I'll say it again today. ZANU-PF has nothing to do with MDC. ZANU-PF has nothing to do with all this split that happened. And ZANU-PF certainly has nothing to do with this triple C that is coming today into town. The new kids in the block must know that they're coming in alone. If ever they mess it up, they mess it up on their own. I mean, let's go back to history, Dube. You must remember that there was once upon a time when their president was the Baba Tsvangirai, and when these guys started speaking, I remember when Westman and them went out, they were called ZANU-PF and the CIO agents. When BT came out, they were called the same thing, ZANU-PF agents. And when Job Sikala came out, it was the same thing. So now, today, they are back together, and they... If they ever explained to us how they ferried during that, CIO agent and everything like that, no. But now, they want to keep on saying that we are interfering with them. We are the ones who are causing disputes and stuff like that. They ask a bit right now. Was this same ZANU-PF coming to go out of, out of NDCA and form PDP? And the answer is definitely no. Ask Job Sikala the same thing. And anybody else, they will answer you no. We have never been involved. And as long as they come in with this mentality again to this new party, it means we've done nothing. We haven't started at all. We're back to square one, and it is such a pity. I was thinking that, oh, maybe they are coming up with a new idea and they are going to come in and be revolutionary, because it doesn't mean that being in opposition, you are not being revolutionary. Yeah, just probably trying to proffer different ideas, different solutions and stuff like that. And it is appreciated. But if they come back again with this mentality of the old, and then yet they call themselves new, even Bible knows Ramba is. The Bible says that the old has given me a new heart. And when you get a new heart, you begin to do new things. And I was hoping that they would do the new things as well.
Marvelous.
Chuma tatu kunzwa po shukuta uroeje kuti ni batu renyure ZANU-PF ndori nombo uya vichi zunguza batu ili rangaripo kudarare MDC Alliance Eshnesh kwa hapa CCC. Ini muno tichi. Unaziati, ini nafunga kuti pakubuda kwa wiku MDC wiku, wesipina kusisi. Basa buda, wotanga zini nyuani, netika nyuani. Asi, tarisa makudoka rafuti kutika, zeku daraito tia, tanga takashata. If you remember, kudara, babasi katangra iwe, wistonga, babasi rafuti. Waka buda wana wesme nguwe, wabakanzi, maajintesi ya iwo, wanwe, zanipi. Kukabuda wana biti, waka utawuka, the same thing. Kukabuda wana jobs kana, waka utawuka, the same thing. Asi, vya seba wawo.
Mr. Sokora, what's your reaction to that?
Well, political parties are dynamic, especially democratic political parties. People may have differences. What he's describing, the people that left and came back, and especially they came back, it shows that there is a policy of tolerance there. We have seen a lot happening in ZANU-PF of late. You know, not of late. All these years, ZANU-PF has changed. There are people that have broken away from ZANU-PF.
If you talk of Mai Mujuru, she broke away from ZANU-PF. Dr. Shumba, we all know him, the former Masvingo, ZANU-PF Masvingo provincial chairperson, who now has his own political party. And right now we talk of G40, Jonathan Moyo, Kasukuere. They've all broken away from ZANU-PF. It happens everywhere. Right now you can see the problems that are bedeviling ZANU-PF within themselves, the provincial and the district elections that they are having, that are marred with violence, people fighting each other, you know, denigrating each other in the public arena. All that is happening in ZANU-PF. And for him to say that we should forget everything. Yes, yeah. President Chamisa has said that we will forget the past. We are now the new. We have left the old. But we cannot be alive to the threat that is around us, the existential threat that is around us, that is ZANU-PF. We know what ZANU-PF does. We know what ZANU-PF
does. I don't know that. Yeah, okay.
I know you continually say that ZANU-PF is not involved, but the evidence is there. And the good thing is the people of Zimbabwe know that the ZANU-PF has been behind all the problems that President Nelson Chamisa, the MDC Alliance, and previous before him, Dr. Richard Morgan Tsvangirai, vana veZimbabwe vanozviziva, vanogona kuuya pano paVOA, voramba vomira nemakumbo nemusoro, vachitaura kuti havasi kukonzeresa matambudziko ari kuitika mu MDC, sekuramba kwavanoita kuti havasiro vari kukonzeresa matambudziko ari kuita munyika, vachiuya vachiblema MDC kana kuti kublema President Chamisa nevamwe vemuleadership. Chokwadi chiripo ndechekuti ZANU-PF ndiri kukonzeresa matambudziko ari musangano wedu. ZANU-PF ndiri kukonzeresa matambudziko ari muZimbabwe nekutadza kutonga kwavari kuita. Ndosaka tati ngakutuya zvinhu zvinyowani zvitsva zvichigadzirisa matambudziko ari paya, matambudziko evanhu, vanhu vachigarawo munyika yakanaka. Vamborohwa sekutaura kunoita President Chamisa nembovha wemufaro. Ende zvatiri kutaura izvi zviri kuuya muna 2023. Kuburikidza nesimba revanhu, kuburikidza nevanhu vari kumashure vanotsigira Citizens Coalition for Change.
What are the new things that you are going to do, Mr. Sokolo? Just two.
New vision, new way of doing things, the new smart policies that President Chamisa promised, you'll be seeing them very soon, and you'll see.
And I believe that if you are launching something and you've got a manifesto, already you've got something, you know, that you're selling to the public. So what are you selling right now?
It was launched a few hours ago.
Yeah, but when you're launching,
now we are selling the name. We are selling Citizens Coalition for Change. That's powerful on its own.
But politically... Okay.
That is coming.
That's a joke.
Yes.
You cannot only sell a name, but yes, you can sell a product that is there through a name, right? So in this new product, what exactly is tangible that you can touch and say, yes, we are going to have this? You know, briefly.
President Chamisa, let's be patient. The same way the people of Zimbabwe were patient in waiting for the name, the same way that we are all patient right now, waiting for the other good things that are coming. And very soon, we'll be unveiling the new constitution, the new manifesto, and everything.
Yes, let's bring in Mr. Joseph Chuma. Mr. Chuma, can you chip in there? Is there anything new that you think is going to be coming out of this?
Well, in our Ndebele language, there's a saying, which is izenzo kungemazwi. Loosely translated to say that works and not talk. Right. So we have heard the MDC for the past 21 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And now the CCC that has come in, and like you rightly put it, it should be about action. It should be about this. It should be about what they do. Because I believe that... when you talk of a political movement, you are talking of a slightly better family. So which practically means that you must have solutions, you must offer solutions, and you must start doing to convince the electorate, to convince everybody to say that we are coming in and we can do this, and we are capable of doing that. So now, the thing is, do you want to wait until you are in power to show people what you can do, or you want to do it now while you are not yet in power so that people can see what you can do? Like, for example, they took over all the municipalities in the urban centers, and look at how things have been run down. They are the same people who are in power there, because the councils are run by a councillor, and their councillors belong to them, and nothing happened, and it has been clear. And that is why at this point, government has actually said, now we're coming in to try and correct the wrongdoings that are being done by these people, because they clearly see that leaving them to do it on their own has messed it up totally. So what I'm trying to put across here is that why are they not doing it now before they are elected, so that when they are getting elected, you see, we're electing them because of ABCD, that they have done now while they were still outside campaigning for those votes to put them inside.
Mm-hmm. Yes, quite marvelous.
Yeah, vachuma tombotiwo risafunzawo iyo CCC batuija iri kuti ndezvipo zvavari kuunza patafura. Ko imi sezano pane zvichawo here zvamuri kuunza patafura? Tinoona maelections ariko gore rinouya, maelections ariko muna March.
Right. Isusu sezano PF zvizhinji chaizvo zvataita. Unoziva kuti kubvira nguva kwakapinda president wedu vanyuvani vamagaga up to today. Unogona kutoona mutauko chaiwo uripo unopfuura nguva yese yatakatangira na 1980 kuna vamugabe up to 2017. Vatanga kuita zvinhu zvakawanda. For example, let me talk of matrekuno. Tine dambudziko remvura sterekuno. Ndosaka utoona kuti makambanis akawanda akavhara munomvura wayo akatanga kuzvinopota akuenda kune zvimwe nzvimbo nekuti kwakusina mvura. Kamanisa kawana kuti aite produce and productive, mvura inodikana, magetsi anodikana. Saka ukatanga izvozvo, gwai shanganibheni yakatanga na 1912 nevarungu vakatadza kuita anything. Asi nengo vashuri kuti iyo kwakangopinda vamunangagwa. Tarisa dhamu riya rave padhuze kupera. Ndichitotaura kudai so, ndikutarisira kuti pamwe end of this year chaiye, dhamu rinoda kutounza mvura munomvura wayo. Zvichaita kuti makamanisa.
But Mr. Chuma, sorry, Mr. Chuma, just 1 second. It seems that project was under Dumiso Tabengwa. So maybe ZANU-PF is taking credit from the skies. Are you not taking credit from, you know, the Kwai Shangande dam was actually an initiative that was being pushed by Dumiso Tabengwa? And the government didn't want to hear about it during that time. So let's just put things straight here.
That's not correct at all. Comrade Tabengwa was doing a very good thing through ZWAP, and ZWAP was definitely supported by government and other partners that have something to do with water recirculation and stuff like that. So the support was there, but like I'm saying, definitely, yes, we did not do much. But that's an admission that I'm doing. Say, yes, we admit that even during our former president's time, Mugabe, we did not do much. But when the new president came in, so much has happened. So much work has been done. Right now, as you speak, I'm sure we're now over 80% of completion of that dam. And that shows what ZANU-PF now is doing. It's being practical now. We are saying, right, there are no jobs. And the cause of these jobs not being there was the closure of factories, because one of the components was the water issue and the ZESA issue. Right now, as you speak today, I actually saw on Twitter, George Saramba and his crew, they were in Wange, looking at the refurbishments of those things. It was Unit 7 and Unit 8, if I'm not mistaken, and progress is being done properly there. And if you look at Kariba as well, things are being done properly there, which means that at the end of the day, you see us having enough electricity and surplus driven export outside. And all these are initiatives to try and correct the issue of industry. Because industry without water, without electricity, is a non-starter.
On that note, yes.
This government is trying to correct that thing. And even the infrastructural development, the roads that are being built now, to the point to recycling of industry and therefore the availability of jobs.
Thanks, Mr. Chuma. On that note, we end our show today. We wish to thank Mr. Joseph Chuma, a former MP for Pelanda Mapopoma. He is in the ZANU-PF Central Committee. We also wish to thank Mr. Tawanda Tsokora of the Citizens Convergence Coalition for Change. I'll repeat that, Citizens Coalition for Change.